If you read the history of cryptography, which is intertwined with a lot of this kind of written communication, they went part and parcel with each other, because a runner running down the road could be intercepted by the enemy. If he just had his message in plain text on his person, it would be possible to read it, so it had to be encrypted in some format. You never knew whether a message would get through by a single runner, so you sent multiple runners by different routes to ensure that they would get through, sort of a reliable multicast kind of thing. At the turn of the millennium, the Romans actually used runners who could do a lot better than the Greeks, apparently, because they were able to easily do 50 to 100 miles per day. Of course, each runner was not expected to run that distance, but they had relay stations along the road network of Rome. And in general, these were not the sort of things where individuals could send messages this fashion. It was really meant for the Senate and for the military commanders to communicate with one another. And this continues into closer to our time. Kublai Khan, the great Khan of the Mongolian hordes, was able to use horse relays and literally quadruple the distance at which messages could travel in a day. Some interesting terminology, the notion of post-haste, do it fast, that actually came from the notion of the horse messengers approaching a particular relay point to announce that they were coming, to prepare the next leg of the relay, the next horseman to get on his horse, to get the horse ready, and to be able to leave with a quick start from the relay station. The guy coming in on horseback would play notes on his horn as he was approaching, and that would be an indication that it was time to get ready for the next leg. And that actually was called post-haste, the announcement of a horseman coming in and preparing the next leg.